everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling, special Patreon edition of a review of WrestleMania 30.
Wow. Review, recap, reload.
I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
This shirt had sleeves, but I flexed them off.
Yep.
That's what it says.
You can only read half of this.
Birthday present from my brother. Thank you, Andrew.
Yes, you're
great
welcome. Now, this episode is timeless. So your birthday means nothing to the people watching this a year later. Possibly.
Sure, birthdays happen.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah.
We've been asked to recap WrestleMania 30.
Yeah,
the miracle on Bourbon Street.
This was the last WrestleMania that we did not recap. Because this was 2014, before the podcast started.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we started 2015. The first WrestleMania we recapped was 31.
Yeah.
Where Seth had the heist of the century.
Wow. He
saved WrestleMania.
Yes.
Saved it.
Let's see if this WrestleMania could be saved. No, I mean, obviously it had a good ending.
We all know the greatest RKO of all time.
No, that was 31.
Yeah, 31.
What are you talking about?
That was WrestleMania 31.
Greatest. You were just talking about the heist of the century.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that WrestleMania.
Yeah,
31.
Yeah, I was just referencing because you were just talking about.
We're recapping.
Yeah, but he had already.
I know, but you were just talking about it.
Joe got confused.
Oh my
god! Okay.
This is old age.
Wow. I didn't say that. You said that, Eric, and you're sitting next to him,
yes,
so you have to deal with that now.
That's why his leg's on my leg.
How'd you guys feel about this WrestleMania?
It was good.
Okay.
The biggest shock of all time.
Yeah, of course.
Was it though?
That we'll talk about.
Of course.
You weren't surprised, Eric? Yeah, no. Go fuck yourself.
Of course.
We didn't even know you then.
When you're that shocked.
You fucking knew me.
When you're that shocked, it can't be bad. I'm sorry. I don't care what it is.
Well, we were pissed for a while.
Right.
Of course we're angry because we're like, Brock Lesnar, we're supposed to hate him. But then you realize that, like,
how old were we then?
We were
12?
Seven and
seven.
Well, if I'm 11, you were zero.
So let's get started. First, we have Cesaro and Jack Swagger versus the Death Toll, or the. You know what I think I did? I think I did a Death and Future Endeavor Toll.
Oh my god!
That'd be fun to go over.
Wow.
Cesaro and Jack Swagger versus Rybacksel versus Los Matadores versus the Usos in a kickoff elimination match for the tag titles. We got Zeb Coulter and El Torito ringside.
Mm.
And at one point, Axel grabbed El Torito and Cole said, he's bullhandling El Torito.
Ayo.
0-1.
So yeah, Cole always sucked. And Swagger taps out one of the Matadores to eliminate them. Cesaro gives Ryback the neutralizer to eliminate Rybacksel. And then the Usos retain with a double splash.
Of course they do.
To Cesaro.
Yeah. Of course they do.
But don't worry, because Cesaro will get it back.
Mm.
Next up, obviously, that's the pre-show. And then we have Hulk Hogan starting WrestleMania.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Not knowing where he is.
No.
Very, very confused. He's an old man.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously he does, you know, the Silverdome bullshit. That we've all known, you know, I don't think we really have to repeat this, but he says Silverdome three times. Then the crowd reminds him that he's actually at the Superdome.
In another state.
In another state far, far away. Then Stone Cold comes out, gets face-to-face with Hogan, and JBL yells, "We're looking at this for the first time ever!" Nope.
No.
That's not true at all.
Why would he say
not
that?
Not true at all.
Why would he say that? NWO came back and
they had a tag team match with Stone Cold.
Well, that was Hollywood Hogan.
Oh.
Yeah. JBL is right.
Eric defending his second favorite wrestler of all time, JBL.
Yeah,
it's true.
True story.
Wait, no.
Goddamn right.
Who would you say is your second?
Yeah.
We know what's first.
Yeah.
You know.
We were doing, as you're thinking about that, we were doing
Owens.
Kevin Owens?
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
Wow. We were doing
over Stone Cold, The Rock, Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, Kevin Owens.
All choices. We're doing like our personal Mount Rushmores, and then also what should the Mount Rushmore be?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right now, what should it be?
Right now, what should it be?
Yeah.
Kurt Angle.
This is no. This can't be yours. Like right, I don't have Shawn. I don't have Shawn Michaels
Stone
on
Cold.
My real one. But
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Hulk Hogan.
Acceptable.
Wow.
Both.
Ric Flair.
Yep. The fourth one is
Chris Jericho.
You know, it's funny. I think this was close to mine. I might have put.
I wouldn't make. I think would I took off the Flair. Rock out.
Yeah,
I would push so out the though. Rock.
But he's so good.
He was good.
Yeah,
he was good.
Yeah,
Jericho's still going.
So I think
Jericho
Flair.
Takes Flair's spot, and the Rock stays.
It's
but
yeah.
Macho Man's also. How does Macho Man not make a
okay? By Flair,
it's just about
Macho
who the biggest
Man.
Stars were ever. That's what it is. Yeah.
Stone Cold Hogan,
Rock, and
Jericho.
Jericho.
Maybe Jericho just because.
Although Jericho probably isn't the top four biggest star ever, but still.
I would say he wasn't, right. It'd probably still be Flair, but if Jericho would take anyone out, it would probably be Flair.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, you get on a Mount Rushmore based on your accomplishments of what you did for the business.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Jericho definitely did more than The Rock.
But he's a bigger name. He's a bigger name.
Rock's a bigger name because he became an actor.
Yeah, no, but you're he was bigger
but
than
you're almost
Jericho.
Legitimizing pro wrestling by having The Rock as a former WWE wrestler, in a way. Like, look what this wrestler did. He's one of the biggest actors of all time now.
Look what this actor did. He used
anyway,
to be
back
a
to WrestleMania.
Let's recap wrestler. WrestleMania 30, shall
yeah,
we?
Let's do that.
So Austin comes out. He says,
great to be back here at the Silver Dome.
You know, taking a shot at Hogan.
Dumb son of a bitch, yeah.
Then he teases opening up a can of whoop ass on Hogan, but then he kisses Hogan's ass right after that. Then Hercules himself, as described by Michael Cole, The Rock comes out, because that was the year Hercules.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that
maybe his worst movie of all time.
The Rock. So Eric and I watched this together like a month ago when we were originally going to do this recap.
Right. I thought you meant Hercules.
No, I never watched that bullshit. Eric and I watched this together. The Rock comes out. He hugs his mom and fist bumps his daughter, Simone, who was just 12 years old at the time and like 6 feet tall.
Yes.
Like sure. It was like, she's 12 there?
Yeah. She looks exactly the same.
It's unbelievable.
Girls mature faster.
But still, I think it's just she has her father's genes and she looks like a grown woman at the age of 12. That was insane.
Hey, the next Nia Jax right there.
Right.
God.
I mean, today it's her jeans. Tomorrow it's the fanny pack and turtleneck. I mean, they grow up fast.
Rock says, you know, it's great. You know, he does the super. He says Superdome, but he looks right at Hogan when he says it.
Yes.
And then Rock calls Stone Cold and Hogan the two biggest names in wrestling.
Uh huh.
You think he actually believes that?
Nope. Not for a goddamn
He's like
minute.
The two biggest names in wrestling after The Rock.
He seems humble. I don't know. Maybe.
Rock tries to put over Cena, but the crowd boos.
Mm.
Rock says many kids have birthdays 9 months from WrestleMania because of The Rock.
Yeah.
They're making Rock babies.
That's pretty funny.
And then they all drink beer together. So, you know, overall, it was a good segment.
Yeah.
You know, Hogan tried to fuck it up, but it was good.
Tried. Hogan tried to sabotage.
He tried to sabotage it.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah. And then our first official match for the night, we got Triple H versus Daniel Bryan. Whoever wins goes to the main event for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Is that what the stipulation was?
Yes.
I thought it was just Daniel Bryan had to get past Triple H.
Yeah, he had to beat him.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think Triple H, if he won.
No, if Triple H won, he would have gone to that match.
Yes. Oh, he would have.
Yes.
He said it. He said it on Raw. He was like, after I beat Daniel Bryan, the main event will be Randy Orton versus Batista versus me. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, an Evolution triple threat main event?
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Three old bros.
Maybe you guys shouldn't have said that, because now I kind of want that over Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And then we have our first glimpse of Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss, and Charlotte Flair as Triple H's valets.
Yeah.
They were all looking smoking.
Yeah.
Triple H's entrance was too big to lose.
Wow.
Especially
what about the Roman Reigns, the entrance he had versus Roman Reigns, which was 10 minutes long?
Oh, yeah. True. God. True.
But Stephanie was watching from the ring, like, who are these bitches? Yeah. She introduced Triple H. And Michael Cole
says,
like,
it's my buddy's daughter and this other girl from NXT.
I showed him some wrestling moves. What?
That happened.
So as Triple H is coming to the ring, Michael Cole says, on paper, this is a mismatch. Let's take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, on paper, this should be a mismatch. Look at the names that Triple H has competed against in WrestleMania. The likes of the new Hall of Famer, the Ultimate Warrior.
Lost.
A man you saw kick off WrestleMania tonight for Rock.
Okay, you beat him.
Stone Cold.
Lost.
Undertaker.
Lost.
Lost. Chris Jericho.
Beat Chris Jericho.
Shawn Michaels and Booker T.
Lost.
Most of those names, he lost.
Yeah.
At the time, he only had 8 losses at Mania or something like that.
He should have been like, matter of fact, this is an old son of a bitch. And I'm surprised he can even walk.
Next year, he'll beat Sting in a match.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a heel face.
Is one of Joe's, maybe his first lock of the century.
Was Sting winning?
Yeah.
How the fuck did Sting lose that match?
Right.
Crazy.
Because fuck WCW, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
So Daniel wins with the running knee, sending him to the main event. After the match, Stephanie gets to the ring and slaps Daniel a bunch of times, but then Triple H clotheslines him from behind and hits Daniel's shoulder with a chair against the ring post, and Daniel's arm is all
he's done.
Up.
He's done for the night.
He's done.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the New Age Outlaws.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you didn't know?
We're still wrestling?
Yeah. Oh,
you better call somebody, because they changed the music. They took out your ass.
Yeah.
So awful.
You but better phone can, call
this somebody. Was always so hypocritical. They can say, suck my dick.
Yeah.
But they won't say ass.
Right. So
they didn't say suck my dick.
They said suck my dick.
They did?
Well,
of
you
course.
Know. Suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Suck the dick.
We know what that means.
Suck the dick.
So New Age Outlaws and Kane versus The Shield. New Age Outlaws come out first, but then The Shield interrupts their entrance, and then Kane interrupts The Shield's entrance.
Right.
It's all interrupting each other.
Which made no sense.
Yeah. And Reigns spears everyone, and then they triple powerbomb Road Dogg and Billy Gunn for the win.
Sure.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Should have known right there this was the Roman Reigns' show.
Of course.
Backstage, Sergeant Slaughter and Hacksaw Jim Duggan are playing with some toys. Let's see what happens.
What? Another fast count, dangerous, dangerous. I want a rematch. Sorry, Sarge, you're not going to get one. Another Slam City WrestleMania victory for old Hacksaw.
Oh! Wait, what did Hacksaw say?
Sorry, Sarge, you're not going to get one. Another Slam City
WrestleMania. Another Slam Shitty?
Another Slam City.
Another Slam Shitty. Ho! This is like the last time they used Duggan.
They're like, all right, get your check and leave.
So, okay, Slaughter was a legit heel against Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Hacksaw was always a joke. But then Ricky Steamboat, who was never a joke, Ricky Steamboat jumps in. He's like, Wah!
Right.
Slam City. Ah! And he's all like, he's being a stereotype and a joke of himself. Money. Yes he got
he's got to pay rent, Andrew.
He challenges Jim Duggan to the let's play with toys thing. And then someone walks up and says, oh, sorry, people. This belongs to someone else. And then Million Dollar Man bought the Slam Shitty toys.
Yes.
I bought the toys.
Fuck those orphans.
Hold on. Ted DiBiase, you're still rich? Then why are you here?
Because he really wanted those Slam Shitty toys.
Yeah.
Which those toys were shitty.
They were
pretty awful.
Yeah.
And then Ron Simmons walks up and says, Damn. He should have been like, what the fuck?
Right.
What the That'd fuck be is great going on? Shirt.
Fuck.
So dumb. Next up, we have the first ever Andre the Giant Memorial Battle
This was
Royal.
The first one.
First one.
The winner gets to fight Andre the Giant? That's
yes.
How that worked?
He gets to fight the trophy.
The winner gets a trophy and a push for a week. And then they forget about you forever.
Yeah.
Even in 2020, they still forget about you.
Right.
And you become Sami Zayn's lackey. So Santino eliminated The Miz with the Cobra.
Mm.
Kofi charges Cesaro, but Cesaro throws Kofi out of the ring over the turnbuckle. And Kofi lands on his back outside the ring, but his feet land on the steel steps. Safe!
Yep.
That was an unbelievable fucking spot.
Yeah.
Unreal. The final four are Del Rio, Cesaro, Big Show, and Sheamus. Sheamus eliminated Del Rio and himself at the same time, which I think was a mistake.
Yes.
It didn't look like Sheamus was supposed to go over at that exact
because
spot.
Why would you eliminate yourself eliminating somebody?
Yes. Then at the end, Cesaro lifted up the Big Show and body slammed him over the top rope. The place goes crazy for Cesaro. He shakes hands with the Big Show and then lifts up the trophy. And then, of course, we know the next night, Cesaro ditches the Real Americans and becomes a Paul Heyman guy.
For a day.
And he's been buried ever since.
Yes. For one day.
For one day.
Yep.
Good Lord. Next up, we have Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. The first of their two wrestlers. Yeah. Well, can you even call the last one a match?
Yes, you can. It was a match with a bell.
The Funhouse?
It was a match.
Was it a match?
Canon
amazing
match.
Spectacle.
Canon match.
I mean, it was hilarious, but was it a match? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, this is the first one. Bray had a really cool entrance with the band performing the song live.
Right.
As for the match, you know the story. Kick out, five knuckle shuffle, AA repeat.
Yep.
That's the other shirt. Cena wins. Next up, we have the 2014 Hall of Fame. We had Jake the Snake, Mr. T, Paul Bearer, Carlos Colon, who he's the one that covered up the Bruiser Brody murder. So it was great that they honored him.
Right.
Lita, Scott Hall, and finally the Ultimate Warrior. But what a Hall of Fame. Jake the Snake, well, Mr. T could fuck up. Paul Bearer, Lita, Scott Hall, Ultimate Warrior?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And that was obviously the year Mr. T went too long and Kane had to come out and cut him off.
Right. All right, Mr. T.
Yeah.
Mr. Thomas, by the way, is what he goes by.
That's a great Hall of Fame, though, but...
Yeah, good stuff.
Warrior would be dead 48 hours later, unfortunately. Right.
That's so fucking
And it's
crazy.
So eerie when you look at the footage because he's holding his chest the whole time, like as if he has pain there.
Right.
It's like maybe if you just would have went to the hospital, you know? Sad. Anyways, next up we have Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker. With Paul Heyman ringside, Taker's entrance had 22 caskets, with the last one for Brock. Or was it? It was a very boring match, but Taker was concussed for a lot of it. He still can't even figure out where he got concussed. And, like, Taker's even rewatched, he's like, I don't even know when I got concussed. I can't, you know, figure it out. This is one part of the match was Hell's Gate, Kimura Lock. Like back to back. I put him in he puts Brock in the Hell's Gate, Brock gets out of it. Then he puts him in the Hell's Gate, Brock gets out of it, puts in the Kimura Lock, Taker gets out of it, Kimura Lock again. Like that was like but it does take Brock 3 F5s, but he does break the streak, leaving everyone in shock.
Wow.
And everyone's
and he made that one guy famous.
Right.
But yeah.
Again,
I mean,
no one saw this coming. So one of the most genuine shocks I believe in WrestleMania history.
Right. It might be the biggest shock ever.
Yeah.
Like this or Hogan forming the NWO.
Or saying Silverdome.
Silverdome. I mean, even like ESPN covered this, which at the time they weren't getting paid by WWE to cover WWE. But like even Jim Rome on his show was like, the Undertaker's streak is broken. Of course. I mean, Undertaker's like a 50-year-old man.
You know? Brock Lesnar is a cage fighter, former UFC champion. I mean, it makes sense,
right? But that really should have been Undertaker's last match. It really should have.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, next up we have Vicky Guerrero's Divas Championship Invitational, and AJ is the Divas Champion walking in. She fought like 15 other women, and it was like a fatal 15 way, where the first person that gets a tap or a pin wins. And the announce team wasn't even calling this match. They were still crying over The Undertaker.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole match, they're just like, I can't believe
this happened. They didn't tell us. They didn't tell us this, guys. I know we're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us that was going to happen.
Right.
Per the storyline.
And AJ Lee retains after making Naomi tap to the Black Widow, which she was a Funkadactyl at the time.
Yes.
She was.
And then the next night, she drops it to Paige,
Right. Well, I'm surprised she didn't drop it at Mania, considering, you know, this is, 2 months after Punk walked out?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she would go on to marry Punk after dropping it to Paige.
Mm-hmm.
She came back later for a couple months, and then she quit as well.
Yeah.
And then there's that, one of my favorite memes of all time was a picture of AJ Lee and Paige. AJ Lee has the Divas Championship. Paige has the NXT Women's Championship, and it says, when you love wrestling, but dick is life.
Yep.
Wow.
Because, boy, do we miss AJ Lee right now.
Oh, yeah, man.
She's one of the best.
Slide it up.
Backstage, we see Hulk Hogan Mean Gene, Paul Orndorff, Roddy Piper, Mr. T, and Pat Patterson have a funny segment because they're all the all those people were involved in the first ever.
One of the best lines, because it was exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Mean Gene says, "Is that you, Paul Orndorff?" I was like, "Wait, is it? Is that, that mustache? What's going
you,
on
Paul
there,
Paul Orndorff?
Is that you?"
And yeah, because they were in the first ever WrestleMania main event, and eventually they Orndorff buries the hatchet with Hogan. And then Piper and Mr. T hug, and Piper cries. It was a funny segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Randy Orton versus Batista versus Daniel Bryan for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Main event.
Daniel gets the yes lock on Orton, but Triple H and Stephanie come out, and Triple H pulls the ref out of the ring. He brings in Scott Armstrong to be the ref, that fucker. And then Batista hits the Batista bomb. Armstrong counts, but Daniel kicks out. And Triple H is like, what the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to just count him out, like, you know?
Yeah.
Armstrong then checks on Daniel, but Daniel kicks him in the head, knocking him out of the ring. Daniel then suicide dives onto Triple H, Stephanie, and Armstrong. Triple H grabs a sledgehammer from under the ring, but Daniel gets it from him and hits Triple H in the head with it. After that, Orton and Batista team up on Daniel together. These two giant men team up on this small guy. And they do a Batista bomb into an RKO through the announce table. Except Orton goes through the table too, and his back legitimately lands on one of the TV monitors.
Right.
That must have hurt like fucking hell.
Seriously.
And then EMTs come to put Daniel in a neck brace and on a gurney, but Daniel eventually gets off because he won't give up. Daniel gets Orton in the yes lock again, but Batista breaks it up. Then Daniel puts Batista in the yes lock, but Orton breaks it up. Orton hits Batista with an RKO, but Batista kicks out. Daniel then hits Orton with the running knee, but Batista throws Daniel out of the ring. Batista pins Orton, but Randy kicks out. Batista gives Orton a Batista bomb, but then Daniel hits Batista with the running knee, and then he makes him tap to the yes lock.
And new!
Daniel celebrates with both titles, and the fireworks go off.
Yep.
It's been like a
the
fucking...
heart of the yes movement.
9 month journey for him to get there. With yep.
No, that was
over.
The culmination of it.
The culmination.
That was
better
the end
word.
Of it.
Better word.
Or as Jerry Lawler, Yes-ol-mania.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Miracle on Bourbon
Let
Street.
Let me change my worst comment.
Miracle on Bourbon Street was good. Who said that? Was that?
I think Cole.
Well, he, you know, you could have a couple gems.
Couple
you
gems.
You have a million horse shit, you know, horrible
a couple
lines.
Gems.
You could have a couple gems. You'd be doing it for 25 years. But yeah, that's the end of WrestleMania 30.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say overall a good show, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had yeah, some had some moments.
Long. Yeah, for sure.
You got to give a guy that's got to earn his shot into the main event.
At least they got the ending right.
You had, you know, the big Undertaker thing.
Right.
Cesaro winning a Battle Royal.
Yeah.
For a new trophy.
Yes. All right, well, let's give some awards.
Mm. Yeah.
Who was your worst dressed?
Vicky Guerrero.
Vicky Guerrero.
That is correct.
That is correct. No other nominations.
No.
Just Vicky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Best dressed.
I had AJ Lee.
I also had AJ Lee.
I had Alexa Bliss.
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Oh,
nice.
Yes. Yeah. Worst acting?
Joe.
I had Stephanie McMahon.
I had Vicky Guerrero.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan. Okay. Silverdome.
No, we'll get there.
Best acting?
I had Piper.
Yeah, I had The Rock.
I had Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice. Right.
Worst comment?
Silverdome.
Which one? The first one, the second one, or the third one?
The first one was more pure.
The third one, he's all in.
Yeah,
I had the second one. Because the second one, like, he already knew he fucked it up, and then he fucked it up again.
He goes,
I don't think he
he's
knew.
Like, no, he didn't know yet. But he was like, it's great to be at the Silverdome, and then he's like, I can't believe I'm hosting WrestleMania 30 at the Silverdome.
Silverdome.
So first, second, and third one. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Best comment?
Miracle on Bourbon Street.
Okay. I had Austin making fun of Hogan saying Silverdome.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I had. Yeah. The Austin thing.
Worst match?
The Divas invitation. Vicky Guerrero invitation.
It was horrible. It
has to be that.
It didn't make sense because AJ Lee was feuding with Vicky. But they were both heels.
Right.
Made no sense. Mm. Super slow-mo?
Brock Taker.
Yep.
Very slow.
Yeah.
Best match?
Triple threat main event.
Yep.
Was that better than the Brian Triple H match? There was some good stuff in that match.
That one just seemed a little short.
Tight end. It was short because it had to be.
Yeah.
That was Triple H was like, I'm never doing a short match at WrestleMania ever again.
Ever. And never has he. He's had the longest match since then.
Every year.
Yeah. And then this year, Edge and Orton were like, yeah, we'll take it.
Right.
We'll do the longest match. Worst move.
The El Torito superplex spot that they did.
Jesus.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I had Sheamus eliminating himself. I was pretty sure that was a botch.
Yeah.
Best move.
Kofi going over the ring post, landing on the stairs.
Yeah.
Sweep it. Ridiculous.
Worst moment.
Slam shitty ad.
Me too.
Are we including that? It's got to be that.
They fucking ruined so many legends in that one segment.
In that one segment. They're all gone.
Fucking right. Steamboat. Wah! It's like, oh my God.
Seriously.
Slam shitty. Best moment, that's got to be.
The streak ending.
What?
I had Daniel Bryan's celebration.
I had the streak ending.
It's the best moment. It's the best moment.
Because if I asked you 6 years ago, you'd be like, fuck that.
Fuck that guy.
We were so mad. Me and you both were so mad.
It's a great moment, though.
You were like, I can't believe Shawn Michaels didn't fucking beat him.
Yeah. Or Triple H twice.
Or CM Punk.
Yeah.
Looking back right now, the streak ending's my mine.
All right.
You know what the next bracket we should do, and I already made a list, is best WrestleMania moment.
You've already run it by me, and it sounds amazing.
That's gonna be fun.
I had a,
and obviously lots of fights will happen.
You're at the store. I told Joe we should do one best title win.
Yeah,
that'd be a good one.
That's a lot of titles.
That is.
You're gonna get that down to 128, Eric?
Well, no. You take the top 32 wins.
Yeah. How do we decide on that?
I mean,
we have to do a bracket just for that.
We're gonna do a bracket to decide who makes the final bracket.
Yeah. Bracket.
Bracket. This is a four-part miniseries.
Yeah.
All right, that is all for awards.
Hey, could be.
Yeah.
That's all for awards. Now it's time for the death/no longer in the company toll. I can't even ask you guys to guess because there's just too many names.
Oh, my God.
We just read them off.
All right.
So, Ryback.
Yeah.
Dead.
Fuck, I was starting to do it earlier.
Okay, tonight. I'll read the name. You have to decide if they're dead or just future endeavor.
That would be amazing. Oh, my God. Turn away from the computer. Right.
There's no way you could screw this up.
Ryback dead. Next. Wait, should it be dead or is
dead or dying?
Yeah, dead or dying.
It's great.
All right, Ryback, El Torito.
Yep, dead. His life expectancy was like 5 years. He's like a little bird.
I think he's still alive.
All right.
He's alive.
Zeb Coulter.
Ooh. Endeavored.
Yeah, Endeavored.
He's alive. He did Dark Side of the Ring season one.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't mean he's alive right now, though. In this moment.
He's alive.
In this moment.
Jack Swagger.
Future Endeavored. I've seen
he's
him
dead.
Recently.
No, he's dead. Because now it's Jake Hager.
Loophole.
We watched this a while ago, but the referee from the kickoff match, we realized he's not with the company anymore. I don't even remember who the fuck it was. Mm. Yoshi Tatsu.
Dead.
We'll just say dead.
Actually... He almost did die.
Really?
He was fighting AJ Styles in Japan. And when he took the Styles Clash, instead of putting his head back, he tucked.
Right.
And, like, broke his neck.
Mm. It says he's still alive. So he might have a broken neck, but he's still alive. Cody Rhodes.
Endeavored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Rhodes name is dead for now.
Well, I thought it's back.
It's back. Great. Great Khali. Should be dead, right? He probably has a too small.
How does he not have a giant heart by now?
That's too small of a heart, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's giant. It's too big.
If he has gigantism.
Yeah, right.
Darren Young.
Endeavored.
Endeavored, yeah.
Brad Maddox.
Dead.
Herpes. First man to die of herpes.
From Paige?
Paige, hey.
Gold Dust. The character's dead.
Yeah.
Brodus Clay. Fox Nation.
Fox Nation.
Sin Cara.
Ooh, died in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Shot.
One of them.
Beheaded in Mexico.
Oh, my. Is that Saudi Arabia?
Last week.
Yeah.
Santino Marella
was
just in this past Rumble.
Dead.
Yeah. And eliminated himself. So he should be dead.
Tyson, he eliminated himself in this past Rumble?
In the Women's Rumble.
The Women's Rumble. Right. Remember? He comes out. He's going to snake Beth Phoenix in Italia. Then he just snakes himself and falls out.
We've all snaked ourselves.
So dumb. Tyson Kidd.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Tyson Kidd.
His neck, died of neck surgery.
His neck is dead.
Yeah.
His neck.
Justin Gabriel.
Ooh. Wow. Is he alive?
Sure.
Is
he alive? Alive,
yeah. Right. Alberto Del Rio.
Yep.
Barely
he's alive,
alive,
but should be dead. Mark Henry.
Alive.
Busted Open Nation.
Damien's. Don't be plugging in the podcast! Damien Sandow.
It's not a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Alive in.
It's on Sirius XM.
He's on NWA.
That's right. Luke Harper. He's dead. He now goes by Brody Lee.
Who are you?
Justin Roberts. We know he's around.
Dead.
Gian Moxley.
Yeah.
Gian. Yeah. Ultimate Warrior, RIP. Oksana, let me entertainment you. Double Universe. Bella Twins. Where their pussies are dead, am I right?
Jesus Christ.
They're pussy.
Okay.
They're pussies. Eva Marie.
Oksana is dead.
No, she's not.
She's dead.
No, she's not.
No, she's 37.
Oh, she's dead.
Dead to me.
she's dead to Hollywood.
Eva Marie. She's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Rae. Emma. Cameron. Cameron's trying to make a comeback.
Ugh.
Alicia Fox, Layla, Rosa Mendez, Vicky Guerrero, Mean Gene.
Dead.
Roddy Piper.
Dead.
Passed away.
Bruno Sammartino.
Dead.
Oh, he was in the crowd. Dusty Rhodes.
Dead.
Harley Race.
Dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
Died last year.
Yeah.
And then Batista.
Dead. What? Fuck.
So yeah, that's a lot of people. A lot of people not with the company anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
Yowza.
All right, let's do some fan questions.
Yeah, let's do those.
Besides the obvious, Nick, this is from Nick Ryder. Besides the obvious Brian Wynn, what were you guys looking forward to the most on this show? It's a good question. I love Battle Royals, maybe the Andre Battle Royal.
I mean, I really wanted Cesaro and Swagger to win the tag titles. I thought they were a really good tag team, but.
You mean like when we're rewatching it or when we first.
I know. I think originally,
yeah, like when I first watched it.
Yeah, I was looking forward to Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. I think just finally getting.
Well, that's the obvious.
Well, that's what I was really wondering.
Noah W. It's sad to see how far Cesaro has fallen since winning the Battle Royal. Yes,
we always talk about it. We always talk about it.
Jatinder Singh, was it too soon bringing it back to New Orleans 4 years later? Only because the show sucked 4 years later. It was one of the worst WrestleManias ever, at least in my opinion. I mean, it had the two best things were not the Nakamura entrance and the Ronda match,
right?
You know,
oh, that's right, because then Charlotte beat
Asuka, AJ Styles beat Nakamura,
Roman Reigns
fought Lesnar,
losing clean,
lost to Lesnar.
Justin Stewart, if you could put one more legend in that segment with Austin, Rock, and Hogan, who would you choose? Well, there's your Mount Rushmore right there.
Who's I guess number Flair, four?
Chris, that, Jericho. Wait,
I wouldn't do Jericho, and yeah, no, that one I would do Flair because it would be hilarious. Sure.
Yeah, I agree. Peter Goik, what were all of your reactions to Brock taking the streak? Yep, we talked about that. Fucking shocker. Jay Benjamin,
shocker. If
the shocker. It's called the shocker. Two in the pink and one in the stink. You know that song, right?
No.
So someone recently turned me on to this band. This like it's like a heavy metal rock band. All they do is make funny songs like. Lonely Island, but it's rock. It's not rap.
Okay.
But one of their songs is Two in the Pink and One in the Stink. That's called The Shocker.
Wow.
It's really funny.
Jesus Christ.
And then one of the songs is called Eatin's Not Cheatin'.
Oh, funny. Like Eatin' the JJ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Jay Benjamin, if the Yes Movement never happened, what type of title reign would Batista have had and who would have dropped the title to? He probably would have dropped it to Orton.
Chris Pratt.
No, probably.
Because Guardians of the Galaxy.
He would have had it for the entire run of the movie. Yes. So that summer.
Uh-huh.
Then he probably drops it to Orton at SummerSlam.
Probably. Right. Yeah, makes sense.
Liger Locks, do you agree with Batista when he said he wasn't happy with Brian not selling when he was celebrating after the win? I personally think the moment was so great that it didn't matter. P.S. Love the podcast. Keep doing what makes you guys great.
Woo!
He did at first. At first, he couldn't do it with both arms, but then he managed to like find the strength to finally like, yes, you know? So I think it was okay.
The strength.
He sold it at first.
Yeah.
Prime time, not a question, but To see the pop Cesaro got at Mania and to see where his career has gone is sad. Seems like that's a very popular take.
Yeah.
Everyone loved him in that moment, for sure.
Sean, I stopped watching wrestling for the first time around 07, 08. WrestleMania 30 is what got me back into wrestling. What show, wrestler, or moment made you guys eventually come back to wrestling? The What's Wrong With Wrestling podcast is what made me come back
to wrestling. Forced us back.
Right.
Yeah. I would say if it wasn't for this podcast, maybe like the Kevin and Chris show would have brought me back, because that was some great shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been watching since I was 15.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels coming back.
Yeah, for sure. But I was already watching at the time.
And then Triple H, yeah.
Andy Piccone, what would WWE have to do to get a crowd reaction like when Daniel Bryan beat Triple H and then won the title? Push who? Well, first of all, they'd have to beat the virus.
Yeah.
You'd have to cure the virus.
Yes.
And just push the right people.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Drew McIntyre got a pretty big reaction when he eliminated Brock and won the Rumble.
Yeah.
Huge reaction. You know? Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge. Kyle Foxen, what was a more damaging loss to Cena at WrestleMania, Bray Wyatt at 30 or Rusev at 31? It's got to be Rusev because he's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I made this list before Rusev was future endeavored.
Yeah, that's true.
So was he even in this pay-per-view? Oh, no, he wasn't.
Maybe he was in the Andre the Giant.
Made. In 2010? Oh, because he was in the Rumble that year.
Yeah, he debuted at the Rumble that year.
He did, yeah.
Interesting.
So, I guess he's
that out.
He did appear at the Rumble, because I remember he fought CM Punk in the Rumble.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Moreland, this is a top three Mania for me, so thanks for reviewing it. I don't have a question, so I'll make it easy. Push Fire Barry, Hogan, Rock, Austin.
Thank you for making it easy. Yeah.
Push Austin.
Yes.
Push Rock.
Barry, Rock, Fire Hogan.
I think we're all going to fire Hogan now.
Yeah.
Patton Livingston, what match you have changed the winner, and what match would you have changed altogether? What match would you have changed the winner, and what match would you have changed altogether? I would have had, you know, tell CM Punk you're going to main event against Daniel. It should have been Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk in the main event. That would have been great.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
But change the winner? I don't know that I would change.
Change the winner.
I guess Bray Wyatt over Cena.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt deserved to win.
Triple H, you get an evolution triple threat for the title.
Yeah, it's not bad either.
Rusev wasn't in the Andre the Giant.
No.
Okay. Oh, this was the Shaq one?
No,
that was 32. That was.
Oh.
But Shaq's appeared a few times.
Oh, it was the wrong one.
Shaq's appeared multiple times. Yeah. Jake Baker, who would you rather have beaten the Undertaker streak? Shawn Michaels.
Well, yeah, the second time with his career on the line.
But then
I think like a younger, like up and comer.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe like a Seth Rollins.
Maybe John Cena
would have been good.
No, that's
all right.
John Cena lost him in 2 minutes.
He just
in a not a boneyard match. Prince McMahon, based only off how they looked during Triple H's entrances, who was the hottest escort? Alexa, Charlotte, or Sasha? It's Alexa. Sasha. It's Alexa for me.
Sasha. You get Charlotte.
Joe has Charlotte.
You know what? That's Charlotte back then. That's just fine with me.
Not bad. Samoa Cookie Joe, I don't personally believe it, but if you bought into the conspiracies that the streak was broken on accident, do you think anyone involved would ever admit it? No. We knew someone who thought it was an accident, and I was like, you're stupid.
Who?
But Cody. Cody at the time went on Facebook and was like, this one's supposed to happen. I was like, no, dumb.
no, dum.
Like it became like a new like 9/11.
Well, they said. Well, the whole thing was that Lesnar, like Undertaker, got concussed. Lesnar knew this, so he went into business for himself and then pinned Taker. But it's stupid.
But even the ref would have to be on it, because the ref would have been like 1, 2. I don't know what to do.
I forgot how to count.
Yeah.
Well, Paul Heyman added fuel to the fire at a thing where he was fucking with fans.
What if
made them believe? Of course. Yeah.
Right.
Anthony Parrish, how many former lovers of Paige did you spot in the Andre the Giant Battle
Royal? 17.
Oh, wow. I'm guessing Maddox and Xavier Woods were in it?
I think they both were, yeah. Rive, would you rather have a threesome with Nicole Bass and Alexa Bliss?
Okay, I get that.
Or a foursome with Awesome Kong, Mandy Rose, and Zelina Vega?
Oh.
Foursome.
So either you get one monster... Well, you get one monster either way, but you get more women.
I think that second one for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nicole 100%. Bass. Woo!
Awesome Kong.
When there's a bigger dick in the room, it's not always comfortable. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't deal with that. I have to have the biggest dick.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
So you just don't go anywhere, do you?
No.
Kevin Smith, who made the horrible Jane Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah.
Do you think the ramp was that long to be handicap compliant for Hogan?
Oh, no.
Probably.
Mm. Yeah.
God, they probably golf carted him back.
Yeah. What was it, the Royal Rumble a couple years ago when the ramp was so long that they had the wrestlers?
At San Antonio.
That's they had the wrestlers go on a ramp, or like they had like a motorized thing
some,
to take them.
Some
had
like a golf cart.
Yeah.
They're not getting like, there fast enough, damn it.
Strowman's got to be there. Yeah. Jason Dearham, amazing recovery from a shoulder injury to Brian after the match. He had no trouble doing the yes chant. Yep. Sammy, push fire Barry WrestleMania 19, 30, or 31. Eric, tell us what happened at WrestleMania 19.
That's one before 20.
I don't remember.
That was Kurt versus Brock, where Brock concussed. That was Jericho versus Shawn Michaels. Triple H versus Booker.
That one kind of sucked.
No,
yeah.
I didn't really see that one.
And then which one? 30 and
31 is the cash in. What else happened? Okay, they were staying in.
Oh, yeah, Randy, Rock that, Austin 3 at 19.
Oh, 19.
Oh, wow.
I would say push that.
And then Barry 31 and Fire 30?
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Fire 30?
Fire
Daniel
30.
Bryan?
Yeah. Taker lost.
Well, 31 is...
That's how Cesaro got buried, so...
31 is magic.
True, you had the best RKO ever, like you said.
Magic!
All right, well, that is all for fan questions. So there you go. There you have it. There's our WrestleMania 30 recap.
We did it!
Thank you, all you patrons, for supporting us. No, this one is, you know, we were supposed to do it a month ago, but, you know.
You know.
COVID.
COVID.
Social distancing.
What's this going to?
No, I'm not going to be sandwiched.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling?